This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Barb Richards, and this is Sunday Side Up. And again, I'm always complimented that you take time out of your busy weekend to spend it with us here on the radio. And with me today is Julie Sanchez, Director of Citizen Services for the City of Fort Wayne. Julie, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. I love the idea. John Perlick, who's the PIO, the Public Information Officer from the city, sent this to me, and I was like, yes, I love the 311 program. And I don't know that a lot of people know about it. You and I were talking a little bit about that off air. I certainly refer to it quite a bit when I get questions. But why don't you explain for people who don't know what 311 is all about?
Okay, certainly. The federal government established the 311 number in 1997. And the reason they did that was to offload the 911 number from taking non-emergency calls. So what we found out was that a lot of people were trying to access the city, and when they didn't know how, they would call 911.
Right, especially with older people who get easily confused, and they just want an answer to their question, and they get frustrated, so they're like, I'm just going to call 911.
Yes. And what happened, it was just overloading the 911 system.
Right.
They established the number, and many cities have been using it since then. And actually, we started and established our 311 call center in 2007.
Oh.
And when it began in 2007, we took about 65,000 calls. So people were using our 311 line.
And that was the first year was 65,000 calls?
Yes.
Was that above your expectations, below? I mean, it's hard when you go into something brand new to have expectations, but I'm sure you did.
Yes. I believe at that time, and I wasn't with the call center then. I came in actually in 2011. I think it was right at expectation. We had only three departments, and we had six call takers at the time. So 65,000 calls for three departments. Yeah, I think that was just a good training point, place.
So did the city hire specific people to, obviously you, but at that beginning in 2007, take us back, how many people did they hire? And
The city hired six people. And what was really neat is that those six people were given to us from other departments. So many of them came from city utilities, call center, as well as other departments within the city.
Which was probably helpful because they had some background and some information day one, right?
Definitely. They did. And also it was financially, it was, very a frugal thing to do. So.
I'm just picturing you guys on that first day or whoever was there, just sitting there going, Phone going to ring. I'd like to know who that first phone call was and what the first question was.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure, but I do remember what they tell me that, it was a slow start at first. They were kind of waiting excitedly for somebody to call.
Yeah.
And now, we're just trying to keep up with the calls. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Is there anything that defaults to 311? Is there any other sort of phone number that...
The one thing I do know is that some of our county services, because we're on the same phone line, default to 311. But mainly it's the city departments.
Yeah. And so is it both the city and the county or just the city?
It's just the city.
Just the city. But obviously that encompasses a lot of different things in the in the county and stuff. So do you staff it 24 hours a day?
We do not at this point. Our hours are from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that there's a need?
I do. And the mayor does as well. But I think right now it's just we're dealing within, budgetary constraints, and there's other constraints. And we're it could make sense from 7:30 at least to like 7 o'clock or things
like
that.
Or maybe 10.
Yes.
I find most things calm down about 10. Or as my husband says, nothing good ever happens after 10 p.m. So where did the funding originate for the 311? It was a federal government initiative, but did the local cities have to pay for it?
I believe, I apologize, I wasn't there in the beginning, and I do believe we got some grant money that helped us establish our call center. But it's definitely an investment that is well made.
Right. In our area, do you know, we have it here in Fort Wayne, is it available in the other communities around us, like Warsaw and Columbia City? Do you have?
Yeah, I'm not so. I don't think it's available in the smaller cities, but definitely in the bigger cities like Indianapolis has their own call centers. They're either called 311 or they have their own dedicated 7-digit line for the citizens to access.
I like
them.
The 311 though.
I do too. I do too.
It's just so easy to remember and. But it really is a process, Julie, of getting the word out, letting people know that it's there. So
yes.
Give us some of the subjects and some of the areas that you can cover and answer when people call 311.
Okay, thank you. 311 is just there. It is a community resource. We're here for any type of information, needs that you have, or questions about the city. You can just call 311.
I bet you got a lot of questions with the recycle program when the bins were being delivered.
We do,
I bet you get a lot about that.
And actually, that is one of our largest calls that we receive.
Do I put this in?
Yeah, exactly. Well, just anything, the recycle program or people call to get a bin. They want a bin. They want an extra bin.
I saw the commercial that you guys are running. It says, it's not a problem to get a bin, but I need two bins.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, even if you need an extra bin, you can get there, get an extra bin. It's not a problem. You just call 311 and order it. There is a small expense, but you know, you can get that extra bin.
Besides being a resource and directing people in the right direction, you do a little bit more than that. You can actually help them sign up for some services and things like that?
We can. We're for information and city services, and that's really cool because people don't understand the extent of influence that they can have and how we can engage with them to make improvements in the community. Again, if on the street there's a pothole, you don't have to just look at it and say, I wish the city would fix it. You can call 311 in a matter of really hours that can be fixed. Street lights, signals, just about anything that is a city service, you can request.
I was going to say, you don't have to write it into the rant anymore with the four-way newspapers.
Please stop.
We're giving you a solution right here. Yes. You don't have to complain about it. You can actually do something about it.
Yes. And we encourage people to do that.
Well, just looking at the website, I had no idea that if you miss your garbage collection or it was missed, you can call 311 and then you'll get that out to whoever is in charge of directing those routes to find out what the problem was, right?
We do. And it's really neat that you can go through 311 because we can connect directly when you make your request. We'll put it into a service ticket and we send it directly right then. We'll give you a tracking number and we send it directly to the departments for them basically issuing a work order. And they do have certain service delivery times that once they receive a ticket that they really try to complete the work during that time.
I bet you the city departments love it. It's got to streamline them and keep their phone lines free.
Definitely. We have a wonderful working relationships with the departments. When we come in, we're really almost like that extra staff member because we're able to take their calls and many of the calls that they would take and they have those preliminary questions, we actually are able to answer for them and we're able to take care of that on the front end before that even gets to them. And basically they just get the pure work order from us.
Yeah. That's just got to really help streamline everything so much. Tell me about the people in the call center. Have they been there since the very beginning and how special are they and how much do they know?
The people in the call center, they really make the call center. And our staff, we actually won an award. We were listed in the top 100 small call centers in the nation and in Canada. And one of the reasons is because we have no turnover in our staff, which is really unheard of in a call center because of the type of environment. But our staff has been there. The majority of our staff has been there since inception, 2007. They're a fun staff to manage, and they really care for the citizens. They really try to do a good job. They're just a great staff.
If there's any department that you would want low turnover for, that would be the
Definitely.
One, because I'm sure that no matter how much you think we all know about the city and about the services, there's going to be that phone call and you're going to go, no clue. I have no idea what to do.
It's true. And what's so great about the call, because of that lack of low turnover, they have such a great institutional knowledge from starting off from the very beginning to the ending of the entire city. We're not the specialists, but we really are the specialists kind of, we have a specialist in generalities, if that makes sense. You know,
yeah, I understand.
We know a lot about the city in general, mm-hmm. and we can connect you to where you need to be.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think in my career and through my many years in radio, I always say that I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Yes,
and that sometimes that's all you need to know.
Exactly.
Well, I can at least start you here. Here's
exactly.
your starting point. If that doesn't help, call me back and we'll come up with another starting point. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you that I've utilized the 311 service because as well, in the days before, you know, Al Gore invented the World Wide Web, you know, radio stations were such a source of information.
Yes, yes.
You know, the calls that we would get at radio stations, certainly someone has written a book about that already. But, you know, just asking different things. Sometimes we felt like we were the library,
right,
you know, because it was just one of those where people would see something or hear something and they would want to know more. So I'm sure that the people in your call center kind of feel, I bet they're great at trivia for the city of Fort Wayne, man. I bet you they're just great.
They are. They're a great group of people. And it's just they're dedicated to the city. We've had all sorts, you know, through the different emergencies. There's been one emergency where actually our staff stayed, I mean, literally stayed there 3 days because during emergency, people want and need to reach the city. And we stay there. We physically stay.
Was that during the blizzard or?
I believe it was during the blizzard.
Uh-huh.
3 days in the call center, just kind of taking shifts, sleeping and eating. And away from their family. You know?
Yeah, you're the modern day version of a radio station here,
yes.
Julie. I've done that many a time in my radio career. Actually, during the blizzard, I wouldn't let anybody go home because we're located downtown.
Yes.
So we went over and booked rooms at the courtyard. And because I said that way we could walk, even if we were walking in a blizzard.
Right.
But we had to be here for the same reason that you just
right.
gave, Julie.
And that's amazing. People don't understand that to have that communication link is so vital.
Oh, yeah.
And so important. They just always, they rely on it, but they don't know what it takes to get that.
Right. That people, I remember hearing radio stories about Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans. I had several friends in radio down there, and they literally stayed on the air while their homes were being flooded. What could you do?
Right.
But you feel a responsibility with your job. So, and we're glad that you guys have the 311 program here in Fort Wayne. We have lots more to talk about. Julie Sanchez is here with me. We'll be right back with more Sunday Side Up.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second half of Sunday Side Up. Learning some great things. So glad that you've tuned us in today. It's about the city's 311 program. With me is Julie Sanchez today. And Julie, you said in the first part of the program that you got an award recently. The program did. Tell me a little bit more about that. Was that for this year?
It was actually for 2012.
Okay.
And what we did is we received an award for being amongst the top 100 small call centers in the nation. And what that really entailed is that we got it for the excellence that our call takers showed as far as efficiency and effectiveness. And that means how we handled the calls, how fast we got and responded to those calls. The fact that the high number of calls that we have experienced no turnover was a key factor as well.
Did you celebrate with your staff then?
We did. We celebrated with the staff and we celebrated with Mayor Henry.
Aww.
He was really happy for us and came down and we took pictures. Actually, I think one of those pictures are on our website.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we should say that it's cityoffortwayne.org and then citizen-services.html, cityoffortwayne.org, and then citizen-services.html. And you can actually go on there and report.
Yes.
Different things like, you know, the leaf pickup and an abandoned vehicle on your property, that kind of thing.
Yes, we recently updated our website in December. And so the cool thing about the website, you know, we always offered the citizens the availability to go online and do a service request. But now we're more efficient when you make that service request instead of coming back to the 311 call center, which is what it used to do. It goes directly to the department. It's streamlined, and that means that, you know, it'll be faster for you to have your services completed.
Oh, and you have stats up there. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I got into the stats.
Yes, yes.
That's very, very interesting. So, and it says here, the target response for answering a 311 call is 60 seconds. That's amazing.
Yes, and actually, we actually do a lot better than that. When I first started, literally, and that's one of the reasons I was hired, people were really trying to get a hold of the call center, and we had some wait times as high as an hour. And so the goal when I came in was to get it down to 5 minutes. That was the goal. And so thank goodness we were able, about mid-year that I was in, to get it down to the 5 minutes. And then from that time on, we've actually, we made a minute a goal, and now we're actually way under a minute.
Wow. How many calls are in the call center?
In 2011, when I came in, that was our biggest year, because we were also doing that big push with the everybody should have a new garbage bin and recycle.
Right.
We took 200,000 calls, and that's from when we started, 65,000. And half of that year, we only had six people. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, so we did add on two new people who are officially full-time as of January, and we're still staying pretty close up to that 200,000 level. And we're just trying to get the word out, because we're doing good things, and we really are here to help the citizens, engage with them, to make differences that are visual in their community, and to really collect their voice.
I really think you have to sit and ask yourself, is this an emergency phone call? Call 911. Never hesitate to call 911. I tell people that all the time.
Definitely.
Don't hesitate. But if it's, you know, asking a question that you need more information about, or something to do with city services,
yes,
as you said,
yes,
you know, your water, your garbage pickup, your even snow plowing,
yes,
all those different,
yes,
kinds of things. Those are the things that you can really get your answers from 311.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that we're here to serve, and we're here to help you. The nice thing about 311, you just don't get the answers, but they're tracked. And we do have a very powerful software system.
Okay.
And we're able to do a lot of cool things with that as well.
I see you have a neighborhood resource guide. Was,
yes,
that from garnering all this information?
It is. And we're really, we're focusing on a term, engagement. And that's really the heartbeat of Mayor Henry, engagement, engaging with the citizens to make improvements in their community. And so one of the things we've done, we've actually changed our name. We were the 311 call center. Now we're Citizen Services, because we're focusing on serving our citizens. And one of the things we've done, we've added the community liaison to our department. And what that helps us to do is to leverage the call center and leverage engagement opportunities. So the community liaison actually partnered with our neighborhood partnership chairs and said, what can we do? And one of the things they said is, we really need help with an online resource if the city could provide us, that tells us how to start a neighborhood association, uh-huh, how to amend bylaws, how to do bylaws, covenant questions, just whatever were the major questions that we could put up on the answers to on this online neighborhood resource for them. And we did so.
Yeah,
so
it's very, very helpful.
Thank you.
I'm going to link that on my neighborhood association website too. Just take a look at it. Really, there's some nuts and bolts breaking it down. So
yes.
That's it. So when you said you gathered information from phone calls, so a lot of people were asking about this service, and so, mm-hmm, there were so many, you ended up putting something up on the website to help? Or,
well, what happens is, because we have that community liaison position, we actually meet regularly with the neighborhood partnership
chairs.
Yeah,
like chairs. Once a month, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
uh-huh,
so we meet with them and we ask them strategically, what are these citywide issues that all of you are hearing? What can we do as a city to impact, you know, and make a difference in neighborhoods? And so collectively, that voice, you know, they've said, we need this resource, and we were able to provide it for them.
I think that neighborhood liaison program is wonderful, because it brings all those neighborhoods together.
Yes.
I know my neighborhood,
yes,
sends somebody, maybe not once a month, but often enough, brings back a wealth of information.
Yes.
Then we know about road closings that might be coming into our neighborhood. They just did a repaving project.
Yes.
All the neighbors knew ahead of time. So,
and again, the power of Citizen Services is that connection. Making sure that we're communicating all of the resources that the city has and connecting you to those resources.
Now, here's a question, because people are paranoid. Do you collect any information from them when they call in? Are you collecting phone numbers? Are you collecting addresses, or only if they give that information?
We do collect that information, but for purposes of better service. So for when they ask, when they have a service request, we do ask for addresses. We do, and mainly of the location where the problem exists. But many times we will ask for their information or their phone number, because if there's additional questions, we can call them back and just verify that we're solving their problem.
But it's not put in any sort of database or anything like that?
No. I mean, we do have access to that, but we just use it exclusively solving their problems.
People are paranoid these days. Well, and rightfully so.
There are times when we don't require it where it makes sense. If you're, like, for our neighborhood code issues, if you're complaining about a neighbor's property, we don't require that, because we don't want it to come back on anybody as far as this is the person that complained. We don't ask your name. We don't require your address.
Oh, that's very, very good. You really thought of a lot of things, Julie. I'm just so impressed. And you do have where they can email questions or something that they want to find out about, 311@cityoffortwayne.org. That's all one word, 311@cityoffortwayne.org. We've talked a lot about services that you through the city and getting those issues resolved. But you also act as a community resource for some nonprofits, right? I mean, people call you to find out where they can get help with their heating bills and...
Yes, I mean... We actually, even though we're mainly for city services, if there's anything that we can do, we're all about connection. And if there, we do have partner relationships with either AEP or some of the nonprofits. If there's a social issue, what we normally do is connect people up to 211 and make sure that they get their needs taken care of that way. But if there's anything that we can jump online and Google for them, we're going to try to make sure that we get all of their questions answered.
So you become the library, just like we used to do. So, but again, when people are busy and they want the information and they're frustrated and upset.
Yes.
Have you trained your people on how to calm people down?
We do. And it wasn't very hard to do because they naturally do care for the citizens. But we do just try to make them understand and just reiterate that it's really about the situation. It's not about you. You know, if they do have a situation, let's say, and the sewer is backed up and, you know, their basement is very unpleasant, you know, you understand people are going to be upset.
Yeah.
And so what we try to do is hook into that sentiment that they really want help and how can we get this situation resolved.
Yeah.
And normally what happens is it dissipates as they see us working through and connecting them to, you know, a solution. Usually see that turn around by the end of the call.
Yeah, exactly. And do you guys keep track of some of the strangest calls you've ever had?
Yes, we do. We do get some funny calls, and it just makes our job exciting. One of the call takers received a call, and the gentleman just opened up on the line, and he said, "Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, they're missing." And they just kind of were stunned, and they were like, again, and they're like, "Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, they're missing." And they got a chuckle. It was like, well, we can't put a ticket in for that. But what we found out is that I guess he had some landscaping ornaments and someone had taken them, and he was really frustrated that his Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs were missing. So we got to connect him and get him some help. But it was funny. It made for a laugh afterwards.
That's
good,
so
chuckle.
Funny. Yeah, the lots of times when we get these phone calls at the radio station out, we just send them over your way. So you're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You know what would be cool? Just look at your website. I've seen this on a few of these websites where they offer the live chat.
Yes.
Have you seen that? Have you thought about adding that to the website?
Well, the cool thing is, one thing about our system, we haven't had it to the website, but our system, our technology system, allows us to, in the future, offer all sorts of social media aspects. One of the things that we would like to do in the future, hopefully by the end of this year, is have a mobile app, and that'll be another way that the people can access us. Potentially, you know, chat is available. One thing nice about offering it through the 311 system is all of that information can be centralized and garnered in one place. And once you have that type of data, you're able to do, and you can organize the information that comes in, you're able to really create great tools that are able to help us be more efficient.
Right. And as all of us age and get used to, you know, the computers aren't going to be such a challenge to me in my older age as they were to my mother in her older age. So this news you can use Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff on this website. Julie, you guys have been busting butt down there.
Yeah, we're excited. We try to make sure that we're a resource. We really do. We think our staff says, you know, these are the types of calls we're getting. Let's put it on the website.
Polite pet ownership is picking up .doc. These are all news you can use. They're all documents that you can print them out. They've got what is sediment pollution, only rain in the storm drain, where does my drinking water come from? Really, really great stuff. And that
Thank
website
you.
Again is cityofortwayne.org/citizen-services.html. Well, it sounds to me like the award was very well deserved.
Thank you.
And Julie, I'm so impressed. So you started with the city where and what department?
I've been here about 17 years, and I started with community development and in the department of, I started with the CDC, which I was a finance specialist, and then got promoted up to redevelopment, where the last thing I did was ran the city's commercial facade grant program. And then I received the management opportunity to take on 311, turn it around, and try to take advantage of our software system and its performance management capabilities.
Well, the mayor is a smart man, and he put a smart person. That was a good move on his part.
Thank you.
So kudos to the mayor for knowing that you were the right person for the job. One of the questions about when I think of the mayor, he always gets upset when people say, there's nothing to do in the city of Fort Wayne, and you and I both know better than that. But is that something people can call 311 and say, what's the city of Fort Wayne got going on this weekend?
They certainly can. Whatever types of programs that we're running ourselves, we can let them know. We can even connect them up to our sister agencies, the downtown, the DID. Yeah. And a lot of times we receive that information. We can go up on their websites and check out those types of things to do for the citizens. So it can still be one call. We can do that for them, or we can connect them to the other agencies and what's going on in the city.
Maybe in my second career, I'll come work for you because I know a lot. That would be kind of fun. I find that challenging now if somebody calls me
right, to
track it down, make it happen, all that kind of stuff. So that might be kind of fun.
We would love to have you.
We'll talk, Julie. We'll talk. That'll be happening. See, I'll be retiring from radio about the time you're mayor.
There you go. Stop it.
It could happen. Julie, you're wonderful. Congratulations to your department.
Thank you. Please
extend our congratulations to all of them for working so hard and doing such a great job for us. The city's 311 program is now called Citizen Services. Check it out online. We will be putting this program online at WAJI.com, and we'll
thank
have
you.
A link right then and there. So thank you guys ever so much for thank you guys ever so much for spending part of your weekend with us. We are always appreciative of that. This is Sunday Side Up. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.